Deputy Director of the Assessment Programme for the Open University, and I'm also an Associate Dean for Student Experience in the STEM Faculty, Science, Technology, Engineering and Maths. So we've been heavily involved in online assessments, well, just generally anyway, but particularly from 2020 when the sort of pandemic struck. So the issues that we had last year was that we already had our assessments written, but they were written for students to undertake under invigilated exam hall conditions. And there wasn't enough time to change those assessments. So therefore we had to go with what we had. So as a consequence, students basically had the papers, but they also had longer to do the exams than they would normally have in an exam hall, because the way our systems worked at the Open University, the minimum time we could allocate was 24 hours. So students, as a consequence, particularly in those mathematical kind of areas, did a lot better than they would normally do for obvious reasons. So as a consequence, we had to standardize the marks down so that the profile that they fitted was similar to previous years. And that caused a lot of problems because students weren't expecting us to do that. So as a consequence, there were lots of sort of student complaints and appeals about the process that we followed. So we learnt from that process, and those exams were mainly in June 2020. So by the time we get to September 2020, what we'd done is we'd managed to change it. So we still went with papers that had already been authored that were meant for invigilated exam hall conditions. But what we did is we reduced the amount of time down to a 3-hour period. So they had students had a three hour period to undertake the exam, and then a certain amount of time to upload their answers back onto our sort of electronic systems. And that was better than in that the students as a whole didn't do quite so well. So therefore we did have to standardize a little bit, but not as much as we did over the summer into June 2020. And then from that we learned again. So what we did then is for the current round of exams, so in 2021, the exam papers were written in such a way to be sort of harder, so that they weren't, it wasn't so easy to do them in an open book examination environment, and we kept this sort of limited time available. So the papers were harder, and the time limit was less, and that appears to have worked very well, to the extent that students have probably done slightly less well than they would normally be expected to do. So we'll probably have to standardize the marks up this time round, but it seems to have worked okay. The major issues around all of this is to make sure that students are aware of the nature of any change that you've put into place. So when you say to students, it's an open book exam, I think most students think, oh, yippee, I've got loads of, you know, I can just go off and I don't have to do any revision for it. I can just go off into my materials. But if the exams are written in such a way, there's just not enough time for them to do that. So there's probably a misunderstanding by students that somehow they think that the online exams are much easier than you would sit in an invigilated exam hall. And that's not the case. So I think there's a sort of expectation management that goes on there.